All right, so we've all seen them, right? Those crazy crypto giveaways that promise, like, you're going to be rich tomorrow kind of thing. Well, today, we're diving deep into how to make sure you're the one informed, not the one getting tricked, you know? And to help us out, we've got some really insightful stuff from Goblins Cash. They always keep it real in the crypto world. They put together this guide on dodging those crypto giveaway scams, the ones that seem legit at first, but are really risky. Honestly, some of the tactics Goblin Cash calls out are kind of scary. Like, it can be really convincing. They'll use things like fake Twitter accounts or even set up these whole Discord servers just to build enough trust to pull it off. So imagine this. You're just scrolling through your Twitter feed and boom, there's a message saying you won something. Or maybe there's this big new token project doing a massive giveaway. Sounds pretty tempting, huh?
Yeah, it's all about how our brains work, you know? Scammers, they know we love those easy wins. They play on that. Like, who doesn't want to get something for nothing? And to make it worse, they'll use the names of those well-known tokens, the ones everyone's talking about, to make the whole thing seem totally legit.
Ah, so they're banking on you already being familiar with those big names so you don't think twice.
Exactly. Let's say you've been researching a specific token, right? Maybe even thinking about buying some. And then suddenly, bam, an opportunity to double your money just falls into your lap. It's really easy to get caught up in that frenzy, especially when it seems like everyone's jumping in.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It's like they're using our own excitement against us. But okay, so they've got your attention. How do they actually get you to fall for it?
Well, a lot of times it starts with a link. Could be hiding in a message, an email, whatever. And that link, it's often disguised to look like it goes to the official website, you know, the real deal, but it's not. And what do they ask you to do once you're there? Send a little bit of crypto to a specific wallet address.
Right. To verify your account or some other official sounding reason, right?
You got it. Or sometimes they get even sneakier. They'll ask you to approve a smart contract through your digital wallet. See, on the surface, it sounds harmless enough, almost technical, you know. We need you to approve this so we can send you double the crypto. But here's the thing.
And this is where the too good to be true part comes in, right?
Exactly. Sending your crypto to some random address is basically like throwing it into a black hole. It's gone. And approving a shady smart contract, that's like handing over the keys to your entire crypto vault. They can clean you out.
Whoa, okay. So we're talking way more than just missing out on a freebie here. This is serious stuff. So how do we make sure we don't fall for it? What are the big red flags that should make us go, nope, this is definitely a scam?
Okay, first and foremost, burn this into your brain. If it's a real legit giveaway, they will never ever ask you to send them crypto up front. Think about it. In the real world, would you give some stranger your cash on the promise that they'll give you back double? It just doesn't make
Yeah,
sense.
you'd be like, if you're giving away money, why do you need mine?
Precisely. And it's the exact same logic in the crypto world. Legitimate projects, they don't need your money to give you something. If they're running a real giveaway, they've already got the funds to cover it.
And it's not just like asking for your crypto up front, right? Goblins Cash mentions other things too, like those limited time offer situations where they try to rush you.
Oh yeah, that's another classic move, creating the sense of urgency. They want you caught up in that, oh man, if I don't act now, I'm gonna miss out feeling.
It's like those countdown timers you see on some websites, you know. Totally designed to make you panic buy. But let's be real, we can't expect every single crypto project out there to be like constantly monitoring their stuff for scammers, right? So how can our listeners be proactive, protect themselves?
This is where Goblins Cash really nails it. Verify, verify, verify. Don't just take anyone's word for it, especially online. If someone's claiming you're with some big company, a legit project, take a few minutes to do your own digging.
Okay, so like if they give you a link, don't just click it blindly. Make sure it actually goes to the real website, not some fake version.
You got it. And check their Twitter handle. Is it the official one, or did they make a slight change, hoping you won't notice? You'd be shocked how good these fakers can be with their websites and accounts. Look for any little thing that's off. A misspelled word, the logo looks a bit strange. Those tiny details can save you a huge headache. And hey, don't underestimate the power of the community.
Right. Like, what's the crypto grapevine saying?
Exactly. Hit up the forums, the Reddit threads, even just do a quick Twitter search. Are other people talking about this giveaway? And more importantly, what are they saying? Are there warning signs, or does it seem above board?
A little online detective work goes a long way. Now, Goblins Cash, they don't just talk about spotting the scams. They also give solid advice on just like navigating the crypto world safely in general. And one thing they emphasize is having the right security tools. It's one thing to be careful, But it's another to have some actual digital armor, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And there are some amazing tools out there these days. One that Goblins Cash mentions is Scam Sniffer. What this does is it actually analyzes smart contracts before you approve them. Game changer.
Whoa, hold on. Back up a sec. For those of us who aren't, like, total crypto wizards, what even is a smart contract? And how does something like Scam Sniffer protect us?
You know what? That's a great question. Think of a smart contract like a digital vending machine. Okay. You put in your crypto that's like making your selection, and then boom, the machine automatically gives you your product, your reward, once certain conditions are met. Now, Scam Sniffer. It's basically like a security guard posted up by that vending machine. It's checking the code, looking for anything shady, any hidden traps that a scammer might have put in there to take your crypto and run. Like, imagine having X-ray vision, right? You can see if the deal is actually legit or if it's going to blow up in your face.
That's wild. So basically, Scam Sniffer can tell you, hey, this deal you're about to make, it's either the real deal or it's rigged.
Exactly. Honestly, it's a must-have for anyone getting into things like DeFi, that's decentralized finance, or NFTs, those unique digital assets everyone's talking about. You don't want to mess around without it.
Noted. Okay, so we've got verification, security tools.
Yeah.
What else does Goblins Cash recommend in their guide?
Solid wallet security. That's non-negotiable. You absolutely got to go with a well-known, reputable wallet provider, one that makes security a top priority. Look for things like two-factor authentication. It's like having an extra lock on your digital front door. And here's a big one. Write this down. Store your recovery phrase offline.
And just a reminder for our listeners who might be new to this, that recovery phrase, that's basically your master key to your entire crypto stash.
Right. It's like the combination to your digital vault. And if someone gets their hands on it, game over. They control everything. So whatever you do, don't store it on your computer. Don't put it in your phone's notes. None of that. Those are vulnerable to hackers. Write it down old school on a piece of paper and keep it somewhere safe and sound. Okay.
Got it. Treat it like gold. Okay. So we've got verification, security tools, solid wallet security practices. Anything else?
The last thing is more of an ongoing thing. Stay informed. The crypto space, man, it changes so fast. New stuff popping up all the time. New trends, new tokens, and yeah, unfortunately, new scams too.
It's like playing whack-a-mole, but with your digital money.
Mm.
So how do we even keep up? It really is like a constantly moving target. I'm like,
yeah.
How can we, as you know, everyday crypto folks, even try to stay ahead of it all?
This is where education comes in. Goblins Cash, they really stress that being proactive about learning. Think of it like this. You wouldn't just hop in a car and start driving without, like, knowing the rules of the road first, right?
Definitely not. Especially not with all the crazy crypto traffic out there.
Exactly. So treat your crypto journey the same way. Subscribe to some good crypto news, ones that you know are reliable, so you can stay updated on the latest trends and, just as importantly, what those scammers are up to. Oh, and following those security experts on social media, that can be a gold mine.
Oh, because they'll often post about scams that are, like, happening right now, right?
Yeah, exactly. Real-time updates. It's like having a direct line to, like, the crypto police or something. And don't underestimate the power of community. Those online forums, Reddit, Discord servers dedicated to specific projects, they can be lifesavers.
So it's about tapping into that shared knowledge base. Like, learn from each other's experiences, both the good and, unfortunately, the bad. Now, Goblins Cash. They mentioned this one last tip that's so simple but so smart, turning on alerts and notifications for your wallet and any online platforms you use.
Oh, yeah, that's huge. It's like having a digital watchdog, you know? It's constantly on guard, and if anything fishy happens, like someone tries to get into your wallet without your permission or there's a transaction you don't recognize, bam, you get an alert right away.
Your own little crypto security detail. Yeah. Much better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into the wild world of crypto giveaway scams, what's the one big thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
Honestly, trust your gut. Seriously, if something feels off about a giveaway, whether it's the way they're saying things, the rewards seem too crazy to be true, or they're putting all this pressure on you to act now, just walk away. It's not worth the risk.
Couldn't agree more. And remember, there are legitimate giveaways out there, but it's up to us to be smart, do our homework, and never, ever let the promise of free crypto cloud our judgment.
Exactly. Be careful, be curious, and stay safe out there.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Until next time, everyone, keep those digital shields up.